My first memory of music is actually listening to LP. You know, my parents back then had record players, and I remember listening to piano music, and believe it was Chopin. I don't remember exactly what piece, but I just remember liking it. And I remember liking performing for an audience at the piano. But I think when I was young, I probably liked the part that I get to dress up more. Yeah, but I would say I was perhaps somewhere between the age 4 and 6 when that all happened.
And this was growing up in Taiwan. You were born there, yeah? When did you come to the United States? Was it for training, or did your family move entirely?
I came here for training, so I came here by myself when I was 16 years old. So I started at 10th grade at Walnut Hill School for the Performing Arts in Massachusetts. It's in Natick, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. So I think my professor in Taiwan, who was a German, he suggested, I think he recognized that there was talent in me and a possibility of pursuing a career in music. He encouraged me to consider studying abroad, either in Europe, where he had a lot of contact, or in the U.S. We chose the U.S. because we have some relatives that were living in the U.S. And my parents felt more comfortable because I was coming over by myself.
How did you find Mizzou, or how did Mizzou come to find you and make the request to do a recital?
Yeah, based on a friendship with Peter and Ayako, we both attended, Peter and I. Oh, and Ayako, actually. Yale, and Curtis. And that's how the connection came about. And Peter is really, I have so much respect for him as a musician. So we kept in touch. And, you know, as musicians often do, we invite each other. That's how we also stay in touch and stay connected to one another. There's a network aspect of it. But when you're a musician and you meet your fellow musician, it became friends, it actually ultimately feel like you're in a musical family, I would say. So I'm very much looking forward to this visit. So in addition to the music side of things, also there's a friendship side to this as well.
That is the voice of Dr. Amy Elin Cheng. She is on the faculty at the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance, where she's a lecturer of piano. She will be here in Columbia coming up this Saturday, February the 3rd, for a guest recital and a master class on Sunday morning, February the 4th. Dr. Cheng, what's on the program for your Saturday recital here at MU?
This is actually a very rather diverse program, I would say, with so much to choose from. Well, I will be starting with a Mozart Fantasy, Kurzweil number 396, and followed by a Mozart Sonata, Kurzweil 330 in C major. Now, the first work, it was not completed by Mozart. And in fact, it wasn't even for solo piano. What we have is actually just a fragment of Mozart's manuscript. And it apparently was supposed to be, or, you know, it looked like as if it was supposed to be for a sonata, introduction to a sonata for violin and piano. There's a story behind it. However, he never completed it. And a composer, musicologist, and pianist named Maximilian Stadler completed it and made it into a solo piano work.
My guest this hour has been the pianist, Dr. Amy Elin Cheng. She will be on the MU campus for a recital in the Fine Arts Building this Saturday, February the 3rd, and then she's got a master class Sunday morning. You can find details about the recital and the master class on the website, music.missouri.edu. Dr. Cheng, thank you for making the time to visit today, and safe travels to Missouri.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to visiting.